Hello, Ty. Can you hear me in the media center?
Sure. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I know you have some ARCA activity coming up pretty soon here, so we'll get right to questions, and we'll start with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ty, when you were going through the turf, did you remember that it was turf, or did you think your day was over?
Hey, no, I definitely liked having turf there. I thought I blew all the side skirts out of it, and I was very frustrated. But, yeah, I really like this, you know, the turf helps a lot with saving cars, as we've seen over the last year. You know, a lot of people have different opinions on it. My opinion is I like the turf. I think it's better. But, you know, I'm not – people should listen to me. I'm a little bit younger, so I'm still trying to figure out how the world works.
Next, we'll go to Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you, Mike, and congratulations, Ty. Just kind of curious, where did you learn how to side draft so masterfully at such a young age? Because before you took the lead, I saw you, kind of take the air off a Briscoe between 3 and 4. And as you said, you know, you never touched him before Briscoe got loose. But where did you learn to just do that with such ease?
Yeah, you know, I my spotter, Hal Martin, he's raced with you guys a couple of times, and he's raced in the ARCA series. He's helped me out a lot with my career, and he's helped me out a lot with my life, kind of figuring out, you know, how to be a race car driver and how they kind of mix it up. And he's, you know, been the biggest help. I wouldn't want anybody else up there spotting for me or talking to me at all like he does. And I feel like I can listen to his voice. I work really good with him, and he works really good with me, and I feel like we're a good team. You know, we're still learning, and he's really good at his job, and he puts in a lot of work, and he taught me a lot about, you know, how the race in the air, and he's been through it. So he knows how it feels. So, you know, he's been, you know, awesome, and, you know, working with my teammates helped me out, you know, everybody, we're a big family.
And have you studied tape to see that kind of move as well?
Yeah, not too much. You know, side drafting is not too big of a deal. Like, it's not, it doesn't feel like it's too hard to learn it. You know, once you feel it, you kind of get the hang of it. It's one of those deals. You know, just being more time with it, you know, like, as it all is, just more experience, the better you're going to be.
And you said two things after your, in your post-race, you said, I'm learning about racing and I'm learning about life at the same time. What have been your two biggest challenges in both regards?
Yeah, you know, it's just figuring out, you know, as I get older, and, you know, I really don't have, you know, same thing with racing. I don't have as much experience with life either. I'm 18 and I'm still trying to figure out how everything works. And, you know, I really like racing. I work pretty hard at it. You know, I try my best at it, and I want to be the best race car driver I can be.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Pete Iacobelli. Pete.
Hey, Ty. Do you allow yourself to think that you've won two races in Xfinity, and do you allow yourself to think about the next step and the Cup Series already, or are you kind of tapping the brakes on that?
Good question. You're getting me all excited now. you know, that's one, you know, thing I, you know, there's definitely, I feel like if you blow it off, you kind of, you know, it's just something to think about. I feel like I think about a lot of stuff, you know, all the time. I'm processing so much, and, you know, I definitely think about stuff like that. I right now I'm just trying to run in my own shoes. You know, I love to run Xfinity and just, you know, learn how it works and just get more experience with it and with the cars. But, you know, I don't think I'm thinking about that right now. It's definitely cool though.
So you're not thinking about which of your granddad's drivers to kick out of the team?
No. They're going to race, you know, they belong there, and they work really hard, and they're, you know, they're the best. So that's why they're there. So I'm still trying to figure it out.
Next, we'll go to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Ty, what does win number two mean to you? What stands out more about this one as compared to the first one?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, blowing my mind. I could get two wins, you know, but right now I feel like it's hard for me to kind of settle down and, you know, feel that emotion, because I still worried about the next race. I got, man, I'm about to hop back in the car and go to practice. So I still got to, you know, worry about, you know, how that's going to go. But, you know, I'm definitely going to spend time thinking about, you know, it was a great day. And winning my hometown, you know, it means a lot to me.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Jim Mutter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Ty. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jim.
Just wondering, you went out of your way when you got out of the car to talk about your incident with Chase Briscoe, something that I think most everybody agreed, including on the broadcast, that really wasn't your fault and was pretty much just a product of racing. But I just wondered why you felt you needed to, why you felt in this instance you needed to say something.
Hey, you know, I feel like, you know, I wanted to say something because I definitely didn't do him a favor on his left rear. I definitely helped him out a little bit, even though if he already lost, I still helped him out with it. So, you know, I feel like we were just hard racing. And at the time I had the faster car and I was just trying to get by him. And it was so hard with how the air works. We just get really spread out. So, you know, getting to the lead would meant a lot. And, you know, I feel like I had to pull myself back in to my car. I feel like I, you know, the last two races, I probably messed up, you know, a couple times, and I admit that. But, you know, I'm just learning and moving forward.
And in regards to learning, in addition to the two wins you have this season, you've spent a lot of time racing against a lot of top caliber drivers who've been around a while, including some Cup drivers. I wondered if the experience of racing in Xfinity against those guys has also been part of your learning experience.
Yeah, you know, they really helped me. I feel like, you know, watching them and watching how they work the air and watching how, where they put their car, it helps me out a lot to, you know, just kind of speed the experience up. And, you know, watching, you know, the guys I've been behind, I feel like, you know, they teach me a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we have time for one more, and we'll take it from Chris Knight. Okay, Chris.
Hey, Ty, congratulations on the win. I was just wondering how much the ARCA test helped you for today's race and how much the race will help you for the ARCA race tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be – this is probably one of the only times I'll ever get to do it in my life, but going from, you know, hot, low downforce, high power to, you know, low-powered, high downforce, it's going to be a fun time, and it's going to be, you know, something different. It's going to be I've been excited to do this. And run double duty this day, it's a lot, even with practice and qualifying. So, but you know, it's gonna be fun, and I'm excited for it.
Thank you, Ty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ty. Congratulations, and good luck to tonight in the ARCA race. We are now joined by our second place finisher, and that is Austin Cindric. Austin, if you have a question for Austin, you can raise your hand in the chat. Austin, if you want to just take us through your race today to open us up.
Yeah, I mean, talking to everyone, it sounds like we're the most boring race car on the racetrack. So I took up residency with P4 throughout the entire race. If that meant I had a good restart, or if that meant I had a bad restart, if that meant I had a good pit stop or a bad pit stop, we always seemed to be fourth. So I don't feel like we were good enough to really make moves to get to the front, but we were good enough to maintain where we were. So definitely some more for us to gain. But overall, really well executed today. Can't really complain. This track has really been a thorn in my side a lot of my career. So I'm kind of happy just to check that off. I still think we need some more speed to be where the 99 and some of the JGR cars were today. So definitely some data points for us.
All right. If you have a question for Austin, please raise your hand. Chris, I don't know if you have a new question or that's from Leftover, but if you have a question, fire away.
Leftover. Sorry.
That was Leftover from the winner interview. We'll go to Mitchell Brewer to start off. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Austin, obviously it's expected for you guys to have a very dominant season after winning the championship last year, but to start off this year with 9 top fives in 12 races, especially with some of the struggles we've seen from other top teams, how big is that to you?
It's great because it's consistency. It shows that we can do it every weekend. And, you know, that regular season points, I said it last year, I'll say it again this year, is very, very, I mean, it's 3 wins. You know how hard it is to win 3 races? Really hard. That's all I've won this year. So, I mean, that's a lot. So, I mean, that's partially, if not the reason why I made it to Phoenix in the first place. So I'm definitely very focused on and being consistent every week and trying not to let trying to win races cloud my judgment, because it has in the past. And I think it has for others as well. And we're obviously doing a really great job. And I think we need to get better on these mile and a halfs. We've had some struggles on pit road. Today was a positive day. So Nipping away at the little things.
And you mentioned that regular season championship. Do you think that's something that's kind of overlooked in the current sphere of NASCAR?
It is the most important thing to the people that get it. To the outside world, it definitely doesn't seem like it's, I don't think as celebrated is maybe not the right way to put it, but the importance of it is massive. So I don't think that can be understated, at least from the person who gets it.
Thank you.
Next, go to Bob Hawkers. Go, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, I wanted to look ahead to a couple of things. The first is you've talked a little bit before about going to Indy tomorrow and knowing that it might be going to watch Indy 500 for the last time in a while. What is there anything you're going to do tomorrow to kind of soak in that atmosphere?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I got a 7 o'clock flight, so I'm really happy that there was no weather today. So I can go do that. I got my bags packed. They're in my car. I'm ready to go, ready to get out of here and go enjoy it. I was so pumped watching Carb Day practice. It seems like the lower temperatures with their current aero package, they seem to race really well. It seems like our guys had a lot of speed. So excited to cheer those guys on. And like I said, it really embraced that. It's meant that race has meant a lot to my family. And it's kind of been a pillar, at least for the four of us, you know, me, myself, my brother, my dad, and my mom. That's what we do every year. That's a guarantee. So I've been joking about it. I said it last week, you know, I expect this to be my last time on the grid on race day. And the next time will either be when I'm out of a job or in the race. So I'm looking forward to it and hope we can do well.
And I also want to ask about Mid-Ohio. Do you go in there thinking I should be the favorite for that one?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite racetracks. We've obviously run really well there in the past. Probably should have two wins, not one. But overall, it's somewhere we've got a good package, and we know we can run well. I think the JGR cars have been really, really strong on road courses, and obviously Ty's done a great job. So I think he'll be a challenge. And I'm not taking any guarantees by any means, but it's definitely a racetrack I feel comfortable at.
Next, we'll go to Alex Indrev. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Austin. Yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit more about Ty and sort of what you've seen from him this year. Has his performance surprised you at all? And how hard is it to come in as a part-time driver in kind of a higher series like that?
I mean, he's putting numbers on the board. Obviously, you know, the guys that are driving that car are doing the same, but for him, he's checking all the boxes, and that's all you can ask out of a guy like that. So as long as you're learning from the bad days and making the most of the good ones, I think you saw that today. He made the most out of what I thought was one of the best race cars. So good for him. it's definitely a challenge. You know, I don't think it's a mystery that I struggled when I first came into the series, but I feel like my knowledge base is different. Everyone learns at a different pace, and he's obviously doing exceptionally well.
Thanks, Austin.
Any final questions for Austin? Does not look like it. Austin, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the time, and congratulations on a great finish.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy your day tomorrow. Okay, and that will do it for our post-race media availability for the Xfinity Series. On deck, we'll bring in the post-race avail drivers for the ARCA race tonight. So we'll see you back here later on.